weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Today, I want to think about some tips on how do you discover what your spiritual gift is. If you've been scratching your head wondering, what is my spiritual gift? I want to give you just some quick tips that I found super helpful. If we're sitting across from each other at coffee and you're just asking the question, where do I even get started? What is my gift? Here's some simple tips of where to get started. Number one, study what the Bible says about gifts. In other words, look it up, study it. Here's some passages to look at. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. I would encourage you to read those chapters and study them. I'll give them to you again. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. These are great chapters that describe what the spiritual gifts are. Number two, ask God to show you what are your gifts. In other words, pray a simple prayer to say, God, what gifts have you given me? And pray that with an open hand and open heart and just watch what he does. And when he starts to do something, ask him, where do you want me to use these gifts? How do you want me to use them to make a difference? Number three, examine what you enjoy and what you do well. In other words, if you're gifted, you're going to enjoy using those gifts. You're going to do them well. If you say, man, I never want to help anybody. I hate being called upon to help. You probably don't have the gift of serving, right? If you don't enjoy it, if you don't do it well, ask yourself, what do you actually enjoy? What do you do well? Number four, take a spiritual gift assessment. Now, this isn't foolproof, but there are so many tests online. In fact, you could actually take one here at Sugar Hill Church. If you're local, every other month on the second Sunday of the month, we offer this. Pastor Brett and our team, as part of our Next Steps track in week two on the even number months, we offer this as both a spiritual gift assessment and personality assessment. When you put those two together, it's a great way to point towards what are your giftings. And then finally, number five, do whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. In other words, whenever you feel like God is calling you to do something, have faith to do it. Whenever you feel like God's giving you a burden to do something, do whatever that is. And so my encouragement is to put yourself in a place where God can speak to you. Put yourself out there. That's why I encourage everybody to go to our serve class at least one time a year. And this is on the third Sunday of the even number month. So every other month, Miss Beth and her team leads a serve class as part of our Next Steps track. And again, it's on the even number months of the year, the third weekend. And there's something about putting yourself in a class where you get to hear all the different serve opportunities here in our church and in our community, and just pay attention. When does your heart start beating faster? What do you get fired up about? Here's what I really believe, that God created you for a purpose. And so you begin to study what he says, begin to ask him, begin to examine what you do well, begin to take assessments and pay attention to what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if you don't find through trial and error, through affirmation of others in your life, if you don't figure out what God's gift is in your life, because I believe every person's been given at least a gift, if not more than one. If I can help you in that process, drop me a note, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.